And earlier today, President Bush praised the outgoing attorney general, citing his distinguished civil rights record. But the Justice Department's civil rights division has been racked with allegations of political hirings. What's more, Won Kim, the assistant attorney general in charge of the division, resigned late last week. For more on the attorney general's civil rights record, we have Sherrilyn Ifill, a professor of law at the University of Maryland. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think that Alberto Gonzalez's legacy is going to be as far as the Civil Rights Division is concerned?
Well, it's not a very positive one, I must say. I mean, he has been the attorney general who's really overseen what many regard as a virtual dismantling of the Civil Rights Division, its effectiveness and its traditional role in protecting the civil rights of racial minorities.
So what was the original purpose of the Civil Rights Division?
Well, the Civil Rights Division was created in the late 1950s in response to the efforts of civil rights activists, really, to compel the federal government to take a role in protecting the civil rights of racial minorities, the voting rights, and so forth. And that's really been the traditional role of the Civil Rights Division. But under Attorney General Gonzalez, the priorities of the division have really changed. Many of the most experienced career attorneys who are really essential to the proper running of the Civil Rights Division. These are the people who are not political appointees, but they've been there 15, 20, sometimes 30 years. The people who have the most experience, who know civil rights law backwards and forwards, and who can withstand changes, political changes in administrations, whether they're Democratic or Republican. You need the continuity of these people for the proper running of the department. And many of these people, under the tenure of Attorney General Gonzalez, have simply resigned out of frustration with the direction that the division has taken, with the meddling in cases, with the overruling of decisions and interpretations and analyses of career attorneys by the political appointees in the department. So you've had a tremendous, tremendous talent drain from the Civil Rights Division. And as I suggested earlier, you've also had this diversion, that is, a changing in priorities, where Attorney General Gonzalez has really turned the department more towards focusing on things like sex trafficking rather than the enforcement of voting rights. And in fact, there were some Latino leaders who were quite disturbed with Attorney General Gonzalez and sought a meeting with him several months ago to address the failure of the division to respond to and to prosecute hate crimes perpetrated against Latinos, particularly at borders, where, as you know, there's been a lot of tension around illegal immigration.
Well, Sherrilyn, do you think that the departure of Attorney General Gonzalez and of Won Kim, who basically also stepped down last week, former head of the Civil Rights Division, will that return the Civil Rights Division to a state where it is pursuing the kinds of cases that you were talking about it pursuing in the past?
Unfortunately, Farai, I think this is not the kind of problem that can be addressed by, you know, one change in personnel. I think what's happened, as I suggested earlier, because so many people have left, is that we're really now in the position of having to rebuild the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, restoring the integrity of those who are there, renewing the focus on the traditional role of the Civil Rights Division, and attracting talent, that is, reattracting people who can believe in the integrity of the system and that the enforcement of civil rights laws will be the first priority. So that's going to, you know, that's going to take some time. It may not be possible to happen. Certainly, it's unlikely for that whole turnaround to happen in the last year of the Bush administration, no matter who they appoint as the head of the Civil Rights Division. But it'll be even less likely to happen if the Senate and President Bush in his nomination and the Senate in their confirmation fails to really take account and focus intensely on how the new attorney general intends to address questions surrounding the Civil Rights Division.
Do you think that Congress is going to pay a great deal of attention to this as the successor comes up?
Well, it's hard, I think, because, you know, so much of the attention on Attorney General Gonzalez, and quite rightly so, has been on the warrantless wiretapping program, has been on the war on terror, has been on the U.S. attorney firings. And so I think that there's obviously a lot of rationale for Congress to pay a tremendous amount of attention to those questions for whoever is the new nominee. And so I really think it remains to be seen. And, I think if enough of constituents express concern and interest groups express concern and compel the Senate Judiciary Committee to take up this question, they will. I happen to know, however, that there are a number of senators who have been deeply concerned about questions surrounding the Civil Rights Division, and not just Democrats. I know that Arlen Specter sent several letters to Attorney General Gonzalez during his tenure demanding that he provide some data, some accounting of the priorities of the division, of the personnel changes that have happened and the reason for those personnel changes, and has been trying to get answers from Attorney General Gonzalez on those questions for well over a year. So I think there are members of the Senate Judiciary Committee who are quite concerned about this, and so I think it is likely to come up. The question is just how much attention it'll get given all of the other issues that are also on the table.
And finally and briefly, who are the constituents pushing for an examination of this? For example, traditional civil rights organizations, you mentioned some Latino organizations. Who is going to be examining the issue of the Civil Rights Division?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the civil rights organizations like the NAACP, like LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, which, as a matter of fact, you know, supported Attorney General Gonzalez for some time and has tried to support him because of his position as the first black attorney general. But, you know, I think that it's also true that, you know, it's going to be on the ground constituents as well. I mean, who's, you know, how are the constituents of individual senators going to respond, and are they going to be calling in? But you're going to see a big push from the NAACP, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund, LULAC, the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund, all of the organizations that traditionally have interacted, sometimes quite tensely, with the Justice Department, wanting the Justice Department to do more under even the Clinton administration. But I think these organizations have been observing this dismantling of the Civil Rights Division. They have a lot to say, and they're deeply, deeply concerned on behalf of their constituents about how new leadership intends to respond to this crisis.
Well, Sherilyn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Sherilyn Ifill is a professor of law at the University of Maryland.